Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So for one Kentucky woman, cutting the crap wasn't an option, but slinging it was.
Oh, man.
A 26-year-old trying to resist arrest was handcuffed and charged with assault after she reportedly released her bowels on her arresting officer. Oh,
now, you'd think she's going to look like some sort of crack whore. You'd be right.
You'd be right, yes. You got to see this mugshot of her. It's hilarious. Amanda Peters was arrested Saturday and is being held at the county detention center. Peters from Livingston, Kentucky, gave an officer a fake name after she was tracked down on an outstanding warrant out of a neighboring county. The officer then traced Peters to a local house and entered the home with an arrest citation. Well, she reportedly tried to avoid the cop by locking herself in a bathroom, but the cop was able to make her way into the room. There, Peters intentionally, and I quote, released her bowels in an upward motion with purposeful direction at this deputy, causing said bodily waste to land on the face, arms, and legs of this deputy.
Now, listen, that is, despite the disgusting nature of it, that's quite a trick shot.
Yes, it is. Because it says she released her bowels in an upward motion.
An upward motion.
That sounds like she bent over and grabbed her ass.
Yeah.
And shot.
And hit his, hit the face.
Yeah. She was. That's pretty impressive.
That's
I'd like to see that.
Honestly,
she was charged with.
You could take that to Vegas.
Third degree assault of an officer resisting arrest, giving
Tijuana
an officer
maybe not Vegas.
Okay, yeah.
Branson.
Yeah.
Okay,
Branson. Right after the Barry Williams show.
She was also arrested for giving an officer some false identifying information and theft by unlawful taking. So she was locked up for that.
Things haven't gone right with her, I'd have to say.
Here's another winner for you.
Okay.
A couple caught stealing clothes from a Walmart Tuesday night told police that they needed those clothes because they had to wear them for an upcoming court appearance.
Well,
you folks just aren't getting it, are you?
Seriously.
This is in Massachusetts. Officers,
you guys look nice today. Yes, Your Honor, we stole these.
Officers responding to the store.
Made sure we looked nice in front of
you. We wanted to be presentable, so we stole these from Walmart.
For a report of shoplifting incident in progress, encountered 25-year-old Heather Murphy and 33-year-old Jason Willoughby. Just as they were leaving the store, Murphy allegedly opened a handbag she was holding, handed over clothes that she had attempted to steal, and told officers she needed to wear them to court on Wednesday.
By the way, Your Honor, I do trick shots with my feces.
Willoughby was found with shoes stuffed in his pants, waistline, and other stolen items were discovered in his car. They were both arrested on shoplifting charges, and they are slated to be arraigned Wednesday in court, so we'll see what they wear. Tacoma police say a 22-year-old man accidentally shot himself in the leg Sunday evening while he was inside a Chuck E. Cheese, sending people inside into a panic.
Why did he feel he had to be packing at the Chuck E. Cheese?
Who knows? But well, dude, you've heard the stories.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of brawls at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Witnesses said he must have pulled out the gun or something because everyone just started scattering and running different directions, and I was just frantically trying to get my kids unbuckled from the ride they were in.
That rat playing the banjo is eyeballing me.
The witness said everyone was panicking, running, screaming, grabbing kids left and right. Kids were jumping behind machines, hiding, trying to figure out what was going on.
Was that all? That's always happening at Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Witnesses say after the shooting, staff came around to make sure that everybody was okay and that all the kids were accounted for. The restaurant stayed open and business continued as usual after the shooting.
It's just one shooting.
The man is believed to have gone to the hospital. There will not be any charges, so the man's name will not be released. Police said that he did have a concealed weapons permit.
Okay.
But he shot himself. All right, here's another winner for you. I have so many good ones.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is disturbing. A 15-year-old boy was taken into custody late Sunday night for operating while intoxicated. He was driving while intoxicated.
All right.
With an infant in the vehicle.
Oh, was it his infant?
The mother of the infant was also in the vehicle. She was taken into custody for outstanding warrants.
According to the baby daddy?
They don't know. Officers were dispatched for reports of a driver that was swerving and operating on the wrong side of the highway. The caller gave a description of the vehicle. Officers located it, and they conducted a traffic stop. They determined the driver was 15 years old and intoxicated. Inside the vehicle were bottles of Corona and a bottle of Bacardi. The 15-year-old driver failed the sobriety test and was apprehended. He was then released to his parents. During the traffic stop, an infant child was located inside the vehicle with her mother, an 18-year-old woman. Police say the mother was highly intoxicated, and she was taken into custody for outstanding warrants and a charge of child neglect. That's horrible, isn't it?
That's just beyond horrible.
All right, we need something a little lighter.
Take us back to Walmart.
To end on, no, I'm not going to take you back to Walmart. How about this one?
All right.
It's a short one. Italy's first and only sex doll brothel has been shut down by police 9 days after it opened.
Damn it.
The establishment allegedly violated...
I just bought my airfare.
They violated laws related to renting accommodations.
Oh.
Authorities are also investigating whether the silicone sex workers, which police seized in the raid, are cleaned properly after they are used.
That'd be my question, because if you'd have no problem... you know, going halvesies on a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Then,
right? Like Nick's
right?
Buddy.
I mean, I would be really concerned with the way, I don't think there's any cleaning agent on earth that would get me to jump on one of these things after 50 other Italian.
Nick's friend did want to go halvesies on a fleshlight, mm-hmm. didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. And, like at the fraternity or something like that?
In college.
Yeah.
I think you're just begging for something.
Apparently, brothel owners say that the dolls get a two-hour cleanup after each client.
Oh.
The brothel, located in Turin, charges $90 for a half an hour, by the way. Mm. So
you could actually ask a hooker, did you take a shower?
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
A baby born with four legs and two sets of genitals attracted astounded locals from miles around who came to marvel at what they called a miracle of God. He was born yesterday in a northern India region of Uttar Pradesh, born to the father of Bulhan Nizad and mother Ramba. The unnamed boy will need to be operated on in a hospital nearby. His rare condition appears to be the results of a parasitic twin, in which part of a conjoined twin, which never fully develops, remains attached to the baby. Now, video taken yesterday showed local people gathering around the baby in awe as he squirms on a hospital bed. His mother was taken to the hospital because she was in a lot of pain while giving birth, and the patients were shocked to see their baby. The doctor was also reportedly surprised to see what had happened and said that the boy would need to be taken to a bigger hospital for treatment. Sometimes in India, when you get babies born with extra limbs,
it's very similar to their, like, Vishnu.
They see it as a god-like creature of sorts, which is pretty wild.
What's the baby's prognosis? Do they believe they can...
Yeah, they believe that they're going to be able to take care of the baby.
All right, that's good.
Despite the shock of the parents and doctors, local people have been fascinated by the baby and reportedly walked miles to get a glimpse, calling him a miracle of God. Doctors not reveal what had caused the condition, but as I said, it may be a parasitic twin. But it looks like, they're going to be able to take care of the child.
Okay.
Obviously, some operations have to be done. And although rare, parasitic twins are thought to be a one in a million condition, there have been numerous documented cases of the phenomenon. There was another child born in India last year, with extra legs and an extra penis. But the family was apparently going to try to kill the child or something like that.
Oh, God. Thank God they interceded, yeah.
Surgeons operated for free, and the child's okay. So.
Take it, cheer pill.
Yeah. Let's see. Floating in the wind is the sound of It's Raining, It's Pouring being sung by a child on the creepiest siren in Britain. So one local described this as something from a horror movie. So a tormented mother living in an area called Bramford Road with her two young children has been woken almost nightly by a tinny, distant rendition of It's Raining, It's Pouring. She said the threatening undertone of the song had left her frightened and questioning whether she was imagining things.
Who's playing this?
I'll explain. After months of torment, she finally reported the unusual complaint to a borough council. The next time it happened, they scrambled workers to her address, and she helped them track down the unnerving music to a loudspeaker installed at an industrial premises on the neighboring estate, a business park. The council subsequently issued a press statement and said it was difficult to believe a nursery rhyme would be playing in the middle of the night, but we do take all complaints seriously. We took a call around midnight and immediately went to the area to find out more. We did hear the nursery rhyme playing from an industrial premises, and it sounded very eerie at that time of night. And the premises operators blamed spiders on this.
Spiders?
Okay, so they said the sound is only supposed to act as a deterrent for opportunistic thieves that come onto our property, and it's designed only to be heard by people on our private land. We are now aware of the problem. The motion sensors were being triggered by spiders crawling across the lenses of our cameras.
What?
And it looks like we've had it turned up too loudly. So this music was supposed to come on if there were intruders to freak
to scare them
out.
Wow.
Spiders were tripping it, and they had the volume up so high they didn't realize it.
Oh, my God.
Because nobody lives there.
It's a whole series of F-ups.
And they said they've spoken to residents who brought it to their attention and adjusted it so that this shouldn't happen again. For several months, she would hear the rhyme, which would go away only to come again another day.
Psychological warfare.
Isn't that messed up? That would freak me out if I heard that in the middle of the night. All right, so can we just do one more story, Case?
Or? Yeah, that's it.
All right, that is it. This is interesting. Imagine needing to have your appendix removed just to be able to live in your city. That's exactly what the residents of Villa Las Estrellas, a small Chilean settlement in Antarctica, are required to do in order to live there.
You have to remove your appendix?
Long term. Yes. To be able to comprehend such a bizarre requirement, you first have to know
if
you're.
Isn't it just usually 1 month security?
They said, in short, this place is probably the closest you can get to experience life on another planet. It's located so far away from human civilization, weather conditions are so extreme that would-be residents must pass through very thorough psychological exam in order to prove that they can live there for a long period of time.
Sounds awesome.
Doesn't it, though? I mean, it's, you know, there are stretches where you don't see the sun.
Yeah.
It's insanely cold. It's currently home to over 80 inhabitants, mainly members of the Chilean Air Force and their families, with everyone over the age of six missing their appendix. The requirement to have the potentially problematic organ surgically removed is a precaution because the nearest surgical hospital is over 1,000 kilometers away.
So they pre-remove it so you don't have an issue.
Well, you had to have already had it removed because you.
But if you want to go and you have your appendix,
can you electively get that done?
Maybe, why not?
Maybe. Ah, what the hell?
Yeah,
take it out.
I know a guy.
So in order to live there, you have to have your appendix removed.
That's wild.
I've never heard of that before.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.